hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely blessed Memorial Day today. Things are going on like usual, but again, it's a day that we remember those who have fought and died and paid the ultimate price to maintain our freedoms in this country. Because remember, freedom is not free, my friends, and we need to remember that now more than ever as we're seeing those rights be trampled on by a few select individuals that think their idea for the greater good is more important than our civil liberties and God-given rights, and couldn't be any further from the truth. So remember why we celebrate today. It's not just to go cook out and, you know, have a backyard barbecue, but it's to remember all those that paid the ultimate price, and that's why now more than ever we need to try to maintain and completely just keep our rights intact, voice our opinion, and make our stance known to all, Dad. And other than that, how are you doing this morning?
Awesome. I'm doing very, very well. And by the way, we are live. This is not a taped show. I've had all these folks texting me and emailing me over the weekend, are you guys going to be live on Memorial Day? And we are here. Health Masters is opened. 800-726-1834. If you need to call, we're here taking phone calls. As far as for orders at the Health Masters office, that is not to call in on the radio show. We have had to stop doing that for various reasons. But guys, I want to thank you for your support, and I want to thank the troops and the military and all the folks that have lost loved ones and all of the things that have gone on in the last 100 years in the United States, some of which were contrived by the globalists. And others were people that really, really thought they were doing right as far as with different wars we've been in. But I want to thank the veterans, because without them, we simply wouldn't be the United States of America. So thank you, guys. By the way, talking about sparks and fireworks, if you missed the Hagman show on Friday night, my good friend Doug Hagman was on and my good friend Mancow was on, and they both absolutely disagreed with me on some of my views on Donald Trump. And so we had a very lively debate, and it was a good show. I really enjoyed it because they figured if they ganged up on me a little bit that I'd capitulate and go to their way of thinking, and I did not. And so I simply barraged both of them with a long series of straight facts. And, you know, here's the thing about facts. Facts are neither negative or positive. They're just information points. They're just data points. You know, it's how we interpret them can be negative or positive, but actually information is neither negative or positive either. It's just information. And so we need to realize that, guys, we've got to look at the facts of what are going on, what's going on in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to start this show off this morning with a few facts here and a few opinions of a few other people. Ann Coulter, who is one of the most staunch Trump supporters ever in the history of a presidential race, is now sounding off on blithering idiot Trump, these are her quotes, attacks on gentleman Sessions. Conservative pundit Ann Coulter unleashed on President Trump following his repeated attacks on his former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. In a series of tweets on Sunday, Coulter hit back at the president after he told Alabama voters not to trust slime Sessions, who was running for his old Senate seat. By the way, when you use words like slime, it sounds really presidential. Who was using for his old Senate seat because he recused himself from the Russian investigation and has ruined many lives. Now, I don't even know what to say about this article, and it gets worse with Ann Coulter, so I'm not going to read it, but I have posted it on the Washington, from the WashingtonExaminer.com, and it goes along with the general opinion of a lot of people that we are not being told the truth of what Donald Trump's underlying and overlying objectives are. In fact, we have another article here, and it's been written by Tim Brown, and it's called Constitutional Scholar, Trump is Carrying Out the Globalist Agenda. So a longtime friend of mine who was a former JAG attorney, I'm reading from the article, in the Army, has expounded on the Constitution for people to understand it again, was recently asked whether or not she sees the communist fascist nature of the Trump administration and whether or not she sees the QAnon psychop as just that, a psychop. To my amazement, she meant no words in agreeing with exactly what the Sons of Liberty have been expounding about the current administration. So I'm going to give you a few quotes on this, and she basically applied for all of this stuff, and here's what she says. Here we go. Trump, quote, here's her response, is carrying out the globalist agenda. And as he's doing that, he contradicts his actions with words and sleight-of-hand actions to pacify his base. He says he opposes globalism, but he signed and pushed CFRs, USMCA, trade agreement. He says he wants a wall between the United States and Mexico, and even started to build one, but he has pushed the USMCA trade agreement, which provides for open borders with Mexico. I've concluded that he is either solidly and conscientiously allied with the globalists and was elected to get the conservatives on board, which he has done, or he is way over his head and blindly following his CFR advisors. He is extraordinarily ignorant of our Constitution, which he took an oath to preserve and protect and defend. But my chickens know as much about our Constitution as Trump does. And so-called conservative talk shows, Rush Limbaugh, and websites, Conservative Treehouse, etc., right there pushing the globalist agenda, USMCA. Conservative Treehouse pushed the USMCA trade agreement, removed links to my articles showing the real agenda of the USMCA, and barred a reader of the site who posted links to my papers. The American people are being played by those who plan to destroy them, but they refuse to listen to the truth. Listen to me. I'm going to repeat that sentence. The American people are being played by those who plan to destroy them, but they refuse to listen to the truth. I have warned them that the globalists are setting up an international monetary system controlled by the IMF. This is laid out in USMCA trade agreement to replace the collapsing Federal Reserve System. And now it seems that the globalists are deliberately crashing the Federal Reserve System. Why? Because that is the excuse they will use to move us into a new globalist monetary system under the IMF. And all those Americans with fiat money in their bank accounts and pensions will lose it all when the Fed collapses. They will be told that under the new global monetary system, their savings will be protected, and they will go along with it to urge that the new system will be imposed. That so many Americans went along with this monstrosity, unconstitutional lockdown over non-threatening virus reveals the Americans are now mindless, cowardly, and self-centered idiots. I'm quoting her. There are people who believe every word Q says. The highest value for most contemporary Americans is to feel good, and Q makes them feel good and allows them to ignore the contradiction between Trump words and his actions. It's all part of the plan. If you have time, I highly recommend the C.S. Lewis novel, The Hideous Strength, from 1945. I just finished reading it for the third time. It describes exactly what is going on now. In a nutshell, England is taken over by scientists who are actually under demonic influence, and they are stripping the English people of their God-given rights. Rescue comes in form of a small group of people who have a divine assistance. Now, you can go ahead and finish reading this article and think through this. But this is basically what I said on the Hagmann Show on Friday. And I actually went into detail with a lot of things that Trump has done, including pushing this USMCA, including pushing the red flag gun laws, including changing the bump stock laws, all the other things that he's done. Now, here's another article by Tyler Durden. And it's author, and actually authored by Brandon Smith through AltMarket, and it says, the economic reopening is a fake out. How does one define economic reopening? I think most people say the reopening means that everything goes back to the way it was before the crisis, or at least as close as possible. Most people would also say that a reopening is something that will last, something declaring America has reopened while keeping many restrictions in place to certain parts of the country is a bit of a farce. And he goes into detail in this article in that northeastern China right now is restricting what they're doing with 100 million people now quarantined again. This is part of the plan. The farce of reopenings does indeed have a purpose. And what it does basically is to slow down and to bring in, slow down our economies and bring in a cashless society. In white papers published by the globalists at the Imperial College of London as well as MIT, the plan is openly admitted. They suggested using waves of economic openings and then lockdowns to control the spread of the virus. The timeline seemed to vary, but in general, the models call for a 1 month open and 2 months closed. Are you listening to that? 1 month open, 2 months closed. The goal is to deliberately increase infections every couple of months in a specific region of the country, then declare economic shutdown and quarantine measures over the spread when it reaches a certain level. You think, well, what the heck does this even mean? Well, what they're doing is the next lockdown, which whenever it's announced, will be absolutely devastating to the U.S. economy, which is already in a downward spiral. The mitigating factors will now have effective central bank stimulus is at stalling free fall, and so far they're not very effective. What they're doing again, they are basically wiping out small businesses off the map. This is exactly what they did during the Great Depression when they seized everybody's farms and took over all the small businesses and got rid of small businesses and went to the giant globalization of farms and manufacturing, taking over business infrastructure of entire nations and removing all independent competition is only one incentive for the lockdown to continue. Certainly, it appears that most Americans hate the lockdowns, but they will be fooled by reopening into complacency for the next several weeks while the government is ready to hit them with the next round of restrictions. This will lead to two possible paths, submission or rebellion. If the intent is to keep the cycle going until a vaccine is introduced, as elitist publications assert, then we have a long way to go, and this first lockdown was child's play compared to what comes next. Now, guys, I don't know if you finished reading this article yourself. It goes into much more detail. But this, again, is the central bankers. Remember Bill Gates? His mother's father was like the head guy of the Federal Reserve Bank out in Washington. Bill Gates' dad was like the president of Planned Parenthood and worked with Margaret Sanger. This is the same group. And remember I told you that Bill Gates is a cutout, that he was financed through the international banking cartels. Well, he got his first contract with IBM through his mother, her contacts, and her father's relationship with the international banking cartels, who then funded him for the massive expansion. All of these guys at these high levels worth these hundreds of billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, billions of dollars, 95% of them, maybe not every one of them, 95% of them are basically bought for and paid for cutouts who were financed by the banks. They used their names up front to prevent everything from being Rothschild Inc. And this is what we found ourselves in. And now what we have here, and the reason that they can inflate the currency to this level, is the velocity of money has almost stopped. In other words, the buying and the purchasing and the selling, all that stuff. So the velocity of the money as it transfers and changes hands, and is bought and sold. It's the velocity of money that can create inflation. They've stopped all of that by shutting down demand. Now they can increase the M1 money supply, but there's virtually no velocity of money right now, which is basically collapsing the entire country internally. General Motors, again, was not allowed to open up again. Ford was shut down again for more coronavirus stuff, and now supposedly they're open again. And this is our new future, because when you give these globalists – here, I just did it. When you give these Luciferian Kabbalists, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these guys who basically have their religions based on the ancient Canaanite religions of blood sacrifice and the Egyptian religions of worshiping snakes – when they get it all combined through the Zohar and create this big religion called the Kabbalah, which is the foundational work of all of these different types of satanic groups, when you allow these guys to be in charge, which they have been for thousands of years, this is what you get. And so until we find a spiritual solution to this, it ain't going to get fixed. Politically, it's not going to get fixed. And Donald Trump has completely and totally turned on his base and has completely and totally turned towards the globalist, probably because he wants Ivanka and the other Kabbalist, Jared, to have a high position in this new world government. I don't know. But all I know is this. We're watching the dismantling of the world. And it's like I said on Hagman on Friday night. It's not just the United States. This isn't something Trump has done. Trump has not shut down Germany. Trump has not shut down Italy. Trump has not shut down England. Okay, he has nothing to do with any of this stuff. It's the guys who run the international banking cartels, the satanic group, that has done this. And they're doing it to bring in the new world order. We just happen to be here right now watching all of this wide awake. You know, Carmen sent me this really good text. I'll read it on my next break part of it. And she basically said that she feels as though she's been unplugged from the Matrix. And she can see what's really going on. I think you got, if you're listening to this show on any kind of regular basis, you feel like you're unplugged from the Matrix. And now you're saying, hey, look, here's what's really going on. It's not about Jeff Sessions or Donald Trump or Ann Coulter or any of this stuff. This is all just obfuscation. It's about these weirdos who run the planet. And they're interfaced in a 5G system with an AI that Lucifer will use to rule the planet, as he's probably done with many other planets. Because remember, Lucifer is not omnipresent. Let's just give, for instance, since we know the names of our planets, let's say there was a civilization on Venus, and one on Mars, and one on Jupiter, and one on Saturn, and one on Mercury, and one on the Earth, and all these different civilizations get under the control of an AI. Well, through scalar technology and interdimensional interfaces, an entity could actually be attached to a D-Wave computer to control the thoughts and the minds of all of the people, as long as they were chipped properly, on all of those different planets, allowing himself to become omnipresent in a pseudo-sense on those worlds. We don't know how many worlds Lucifer has done this to. The Bible's not specific about that. But we do know that there are other civilizations and other species of people on other planets, because the Bible talks about them. Now, whether they're in our dimension or another dimension, we don't really understand any of that. Now, we can speculate, and we can understand parts of what the Word says, that our battle is not against flesh and blood. But guys, this is a cosmic battle that's been going on for a long, long time. And we just happen to find ourselves on the end part of this, on this planet Earth. Gene said this weekend, he said, I was talking to him, and he said that basically what we have here is people need hope. That's what they believe in Q. That's what they believe in Trump. Because they know that without somebody as a advocate in the White House standing in the gap, that it's just going to be a ramrod pushing their agenda through. The problem is they've used Trump to diffuse the Patriot movement, and yep. They've given us false hope in Trump. There is no hope in Trump. The only hope we have is through Jesus Christ, because God saw what Satan did on this planet once before, which he's doing again, and God flushed it with the flood. And God will come back, and he will rescue us from this. I have complete and total confidence in him. But right now, we've got to tell you guys the truth, and we need to get as many people saved as we possibly can so they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said the end of last show, as far as the quote from Hunger Games that just plays so accurately right now, is the only thing stronger than fear is hope. And that's what the globalist bankers have played off of now, with Trump, with Q, with everything, under the hope that all of a sudden Trump's going to indict 150,000 people in the U.S. government. The hope that Trump was going to drain the swamp. And, you know, and as that is, he had some compelling stuff. And I do really believe, before he was elected, when he started running, he was very naive in how corrupt Washington and how sadistic the deep state really was. And he really thought he was going to get in there and heavy hand his way through a bunch of deals like he's done before, and negotiate and go back and forth. The problem was, what he didn't realize, and I don't think any of us honestly even fully understand or grasp this unless you're involved in it, is the level of corruption in the U.S. government and the deep state involving with the bankers, and that these guys don't negotiate. They don't negotiate. When you control the money, you don't have to negotiate. It's like somebody coming up to you and saying, hey, you know, I need to basically get you to give me a better rate on my student loan. And they go, no, I'm a bank. I don't have to give you a better rate. And they say, well, I'm just going to default on it. That's okay. You can default on it. We're going to run you to 29% interest. And then once you basically go into default, we're going to get a judgment issued because you're not going to be able to pay your bills, and that we're going to start garnishing your wages. You can't do that. Well, you can't file bankruptcy because they've made it illegal to do that. That's what these guys have done now. They've hamstringed the entire United States economy through the Federal Reserve bankers. There is no negotiation with them. They do whatever they want. If you don't do what they want, then they just collapse the economy, which is exactly what they were planning on doing all along, and now they have done that. And the thing, the zero hedge, I read the article last night, and the dad sent me the same one he was discussing, where this lockdown is exactly what is good. It's starting to happen, exactly what I said. That little bit of freedom that they're giving us back, that they're so generous to give the peasants, people are now going, wild with it, which is exactly what they wanted to have happen. Because now they can come in and say, oh, the cases are coming back because you guys didn't follow your social distancing. You guys have not been good peasants. We have to lock you back down again. Just a couple articles right off the top says here, shocking, American beaches flooded, trampling social distance rules all over the country for Memorial Day weekend. There's videos. Ocean City, Maryland. Down here is another one that I saw in, another Maryland one, another one up in Flagler, and people just all over the beach, which I really don't really care about. That is the one place that if you were going to run around and you weren't going to be basically caring about a lot of people being there, with the microbial properties, with the ocean, with the salt, with the magnesium, with the sun, with the D3, with the fresh oxygen coming off the ocean, that's the one place, if you didn't want to follow those guidelines, I could care less about. But see, they're going to use those as excuses. We already know that they've twisted and manipulated the numbers. And remember, it doesn't matter, realistically, how many cases there are. You got to understand that. It only matters how many hospital beds are filled. We already know the numbers are completely manipulated as far as deaths from COVID-19. So that number's arbitrary. You can't even go off that. The number of cases don't matter because a lot of people have tested positive and they go home with a cough for 2 or 3 days and self-quarantine and that's it. Now, really, the only number that's ever mattered is how many ICU beds are full from COVID-19 patients that basically came down with it and are dying from it, essentially, that don't have another health issue that's compromising them. Those are the only real numbers that matter. The problem is trying to find those numbers is next to impossible to figure out how many people are actually in ICU directly from COVID-19 and not some type of other health problem. It's very difficult because they've already said now, they've already come out and said, it doesn't matter what the person has. It doesn't matter if they have multiple other illnesses. It doesn't matter if they even got a car wreck. If they tested positive from COVID-19, even post-death, it's going down as a COVID-19 case. So that becomes the problem that we're seeing now. And now we're seeing that they're already talking about trying to have to shut everything back down. That they have already said now Americans are rushing to book vacations in reopened states, which is exactly what Zero Hedge talked about weeks ago. This is going to be a problem. And Dave Hodges brought this up, remember, last month in one article. He said, the United States is never going to get out of these phases. We're going to get stuck in a continual loop. And he goes, the ironic part is, even if you get to phase three, what's phase four? There is no phase four. There's only phase three. And in phase three, there's still restrictions and social distancing, which makes you beg the question, were they ever planning on reopening the country fully? I don't believe so. This is going to be something that they have, once they've gotten this, and Edward Snowden said this in an interview that he did a couple weeks ago, if you guys saw this, he goes, once they get this newfound power, they're going to expand on it. It's going to be very difficult to ever allow them to grip it away from their grips. And I've said this for months when this started going on. I said, in pretty much every single country, when you see new tyrannical laws being formed under fear, these are new laws we're putting into place, new executive orders. Very rarely are those executive orders scrapped. Very rarely are those new tyrannical laws ever completely removed. They always stay in the background. And one thing that Snowden said is so interesting. He said, large percentage of America now have these Apple watches. They have these Google watches. They have these Fitbits, all these different little things that are electronically monitored. Well, every single one of those watches, Fitbits, Apple, doesn't matter who makes them, whatever Bobo brand, even if they're generic, they all link up to the internet. And they monitor your heart rate, your body temperature, your blood pressure in some cases, your movement, your location, all kind of your sleep patterns. And he goes, what they've already talked about doing is they're going to monitor those things. So the government isn't just concerned about where you go or the keystrokes on your computer or what you search. They've already been monitoring that for almost 2 decades now. He goes, now they want to know what's going on inside your body. Now they think they have a right to know what your heart rate is, what your body temperature is, where you're going and what you're doing at any point in time, and how you are feeling and responding in those certain times. And he goes, this is a very, very dangerous slope that we're getting on now to go down this, because once the government feels they have the right to know what's going on in your body 24/7 and the right to tell you where you can and can't go and restrict you based on how your body's responding, you pretty much are brought to a point to where you have no ability to do anything freely anymore, because now it's at the whim and the opinion of whoever's monitoring you. And one thing that's also interesting that I talked to a buddy about the other day that I found was very troubling. And, you know, this is something that I have called out for the last couple months, and now the numbers are starting to come out, is the level of suicides and depression that are now coming about because of this lockdown. And a doctor at a hospital in California said they have recorded more deaths than suicides from suicides than coronaviruses. They said they've had a year's worth of suicides and a suicide attempts being recorded in a four-week period than they have normally an entire year. Doctors at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek said they have seen more deaths from suicides during the quarantine period than deaths from COVID-19. Dr. Mike DeBlausick, a head of trauma, said they've never seen suicides at this rate, and the numbers are unprecedented. He said, I think originally the shelter in place was put into place to flatten the curve and to make sure hospitals have the resources to take care of COVID patients. He said, we have the current resources to do that, and other community healths are still suffering, such as suicide. And so the interesting thing about this, though, is now they're saying that even if a person commits suicide and they test them for COVID-19, they still put them down as a COVID-19 death post on the post-death certificate because they tested positive for COVID-19 and they have to be handled appropriately. So we see the manipulation. We see what's going on here. We see how all of this stuff is being used to manipulate the public. And then you have to ask yourself, what's worse? What's worse, getting some type of virus? Hundreds of viruses are out there every day that you're exposed to, or completely allowing your civil liberties and your rights to be trampled on? Those are the things that you have to ask yourself the very question of. And so understand, be prepared for this. And this is what I said on the Hagmann Show on Friday after Dan Mankow were on there. This is not the end of this. This is the very beginning of what's going on right now. They've already keep saying now this ominous, oh, we're going to have, you know, a winter relapse. We're going to have a dark winter again. You know, we're going to have all these issues that are going to pop up again. Is it ironic that we're seeing the warp speed and the vaccines that are trying to be brought to market with this Operation Warp Speed and the billions of dollars we've already given pharmaceutical companies to operate this and speed this up are supposed to be coming in December to January? We know now the election's in November. We know now that a lot of people have been not happy with the fact that Trump has been so pro-vaccine, that he's basically said he got the military involved, whatever that means now. We know that all this stuff is coming to a head at the end of the year, and we're basically sitting here going, what's about to happen? I'm telling you what's about to happen. We're going to be on this up-down, up-down, up-down roller coaster. And one thing that said on Zero Hedge article that was so interesting as well, this is exactly what they did in the Great Depression with the banks. The big banks came in and bought up all of the small banks and aggregated them and absorbed them. This is what's starting to happen now. Lana was out yesterday shopping, going to a bunch of different places, and she said it's unprecedented, the lack of inventory, but also the amount of sales that are going on in a lot of these stores, like, you know, Ross and Marshall's and Bed Bath & Beyond and other places, because she was getting some stuff for her house. And she said majority of the time, when you see low inventory, it means that there's usually not a whole lot of sales going on, or they already had sales because they're out of inventory. She goes, they're doing huge sales on stuff now. I mean, she got some books for the kids, some really nice brand-new books. They're like $1.99 for these brand-new books. And she said, but there was like hardly anything left in the store. Everything was just gone. But everything was on sale. The only time you see that happen is when a business is trying their very hardest to just generate enough revenue to stay afloat, or they're either about to go out of business. Very rarely does a company put things on 50, 60, 70% off and blow out all their inventory and keep sales going when they're planning on staying in business and keeping everything running. They're doing their best just to keep their head above water and keep cash flow going in. This is what the bankers are planning on doing. They want to start absorbing all of these smaller companies, these mom-and-pop stores, even these moderate companies that are fairly big but are still not owned by the globalist banking cartel. If they can get everybody forced into bankruptcy, or or give them these outstanding loans that they're now going to have to basically go in, which is ironic because the hundreds of billions of dollars that allegedly were supposed to go to all these small businesses, we're starting to see this now, very few small mom-and-pop companies actually got them. It was all these big companies now, in most cases didn't even need. I mean, one of the doggone NBA companies, NBA basketball league, ended up getting like a $20 million loan. So, I mean, you have to ask yourself a question. What is really going on? Well, if you read between the lines and look behind the curtain, you'll see exactly what it is. It's the redistribution of wealth from pretty much the entire low, middle, and even moderate upper class that still own companies and absorbing everything they have and intentionally putting into bankruptcy. Because, I mean, we haven't even seen the lease issue. We haven't even seen the real estate issue. That hasn't even started yet. The real estate market's still trying to operate because of prior contracts and prior developments that they've already started. They're trying to get houses up to try to generate enough revenue to cover basically their nut that they have in these developmental areas. Once everything starts to hit the fan, all that's going to stop, but they're still trying to get out of it because the ones that are smart that I know of, that went through 2008 and survived exactly like we did, and I remember I was just getting out of college then and seeing everything that happened, they realize the writing on the wall is there, but they're just trying to do the best they can to keep it rolling for as long as possible, and that's really what's going on, Dad, before these guys come in and completely and totally take over everything once these companies and these strip malls and these areas start going bankrupt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Austin. It's called cash flow. And you can't have net profit without cash flow. You have to have a turnover of inventory. And so what happens, you pay $10 something, you sell it for $20 because you got to cover your costs of the associated overhead with your utilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way down. And then you may make 10%. So in other words, you may buy it for $10, sell it for $20, and end up with $1 net profit. That's about right. That's doing pretty good with some companies. That's what business is. And you've got to manage the cash flow. And see, that's why these people are selling out inventory at these huge discounts, because they have no cash flow. They've been closed down. You know, I've got a friend of mine. He has like 5 churches. And they're like these satellite churches, but they're brick and mortar. And his payments are like $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 a month in aggregate. His church brings in about $10 million a year. Well, he didn't have to pay any income tax on that. It goes right towards all of that overhead. Suddenly, he's been shut down for 2 months, and his average income has gone from, like, let's say, $100,000 or $1 million a month down to, you know, $200,000 a month. Well, that doesn't cover the nut. So even if there's money in the savings account of the church, within 5 or 6 months, it's completely bankrupt and washed. Now they're selling the assets at a discounted price, and then what happens is a deficiency lien is created. In other words, the church bought this facility for $2 million. It sells it for $300,000 because it's being fire sold. Well, they still owe $1.5 million on it. Well, now they're in a situation where they're $500,000 upside down. And so they go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. The same thing is true with retail establishments that have multiple locations. It's exactly the same scenario, but worse, because you still got to pay depreciation expenses. You got to still pay all these other expenses that churches defer. So this is what they're doing. And this is one of the reasons, and then plus people being locked up at home, that people are committing suicide at record rates. Now, listen to me for a second. This is really important. I'm going to segue for a second. The only way to keep your brain positive at this time right now, number one, you got to pray. I mean, you got to pray like you never prayed before. I prayed for you guys again today. I pray for you guys all the time. You got to pray. You got to create an energy field around you that's filled and being filled with the Holy Spirit continually to allow your body to stay inside of that frequency of God Almighty. Now, I'm not going to go into that today. I may play that show that I did on this here in a few weeks so you guys can hear it again, but I don't want to cover that today. Number two, you got a hammer B complex. You got to take methylated B vitamins 3 or 4 a day every morning with your breakfast. That's really important. B5, B6 extra if you need to. Take 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. Every time I get a little bit down, which happens to all of us every once in a while, especially at the age of 64, especially, you know, when you start thinking about what's going on in the world, I pop a 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, and maybe a couple of them. I also take cod liver oil on a regular basis. Okay, and when you do all of these things together, magnesium brain food, it doesn't let you drop into that ditch. It doesn't let you go down there. It stops it. It does for me. Now you think, well, I'm still in a ditch. Well, okay. Well, there may be some other things you can take. I don't suggest prescription narcotics, I don't suggest those unless your psychiatrist absolutely is intent on you doing it or you've been on those. That's between you and your doctor. I'm not going to get involved in that. But from a nutritional standpoint, then you got to stay away from the sugar. You know, drink purple sticks. They keep you boosted up some. Avoid coffee in excess. Don't drink too much coffee. It'll run you down. It'll get your cortisol too high. Take the cortisol buster. Do all of these things, which has that ashwagandha in it. Take all of these things together on a regular basis, and you're going to feel pretty good through all of this stuff. Now, if you let yourself get deficient in certain nutrients, you're going to start feeling really, really, really bad. So don't allow yourself to do that. By the way, George Soros is viewing the coronavirus pandemic as a revolutionary moment where everything is up for grabs. This is what he's saying. George Soros referred to the coronavirus vaccine or ordeal as the crisis of my lifetime. Now, remember, he went through World War II. But this is the crisis of his lifetime and gave his radical views for change and progress in the wake of the pandemic. Even before the pandemic hit, he said he realized that there was a revolutionary moment taking place right now where what would be impossible or even incomprehensible, inconceivable in normal times had become not only possible, but probably absolutely necessary. Adding, and then came COVID-19, which has totally disrupted people's lives and required very different behavior. What COVID-19 is, to summarize his article, which is posted at the Health Master's website, is this. By the way, I posted like 40 articles for you guys to read yesterday because I knew you guys would be offered for Memorial Day. And you can just peruse through these and pick out what you want. And these are the articles that I've posted. I have not read all of them in detail. But what I want you to realize is this, is that, you know, he's telling you right now that it's time for radical change. What they call this in psychology is a paradigm shift, a thought process shift of an entire population. Kissinger said that if an outside source came in and we had troops coming into the United States, they would want martial law, they would ask for martial law, all these other things he quoted back in the 70s, that sicko that he is, all right? I told you I met him one time, felt like I needed to be scrubbed down with lye soap and hot water after I spent 2 or 3 minutes with him. The guy is a real weirdo. I mean, he's, you get around that boy, he's got like a little, you know, with Henry Kissinger comes the rain. It comes the black cloud around him metaphorically, the perversion, the sickness, the disease, all of that comes with him when you get in his presence. He is one sicko. And he basically has made all kinds of quotes. Just read some of his quotes. Now remember, all of these people are involved in this occult worship, as Madonna is involved with the occult worship. Now I'm going to use her because she's so well known. And she's another complete and total sicko. I mean, she did that book years ago called Sex, S-E-X, and she was in there with all kinds of, well, and you already know what it's about. It's sick, all right? And it's just that's what she thinks about. Because remember, the cult, the Kabbalah cult that she's in is a sex-death cult. Now, at Eurovision last year, she once again appeared as the Antichrist. Once again, Satan is driving the cultural bus. Guys, this is really, really important. You know, considering the information Christ gave us in Matthew 24:15-20:30, it's easy to conclude that the beginning of the great tribulation has to do with the abomination of desolation and an action of the Antichrist. In Daniel 9:26-27, as we find it, this man will make a covenant, a peace pact with the world for 7 years. And all of these things now are unfolding before us. But here again is this disgustingly horrible aging pop star performing for the whole world on stage in Israel, by the way, as the Antichrist. You know, the Bible teaches us this Antichrist is going to come up. You can read about all you want about that. But the number opened to a satanically inspired stage theme, mostly in the darkness, that was pierced with muted red lighting. Remember, this is in Israel. On stairs leading up to the image of the skull, a dark robe acolyte stood by silent and ghostly, waiting for her to appear. Church bells, this is again inversion, started ringing mournfully as one would mourn the dead. And then the dark robe monks began to sing as the crowd went into a frenzy. Remember, Israel, Tel Aviv, number one homosexual destination in the world. The Illuminati and Masonic symbolism was everywhere on the stage. For all the performances, not just for Madonna, this event hit all the markers. Now, this is what's going on in Hollywood, in Israel with this Masonic group that worships the Kabbalah, this Ein Sof thing they call him. Now, people say, this is crazy. This whole thing sounds nutty to me. I don't want to believe any of this. Let me qualify something for you real quick. I also think it sounds crazy. I don't believe any of this stuff is real as far as how they see it. I think these guys are all nuts. But the problem is that they don't think it's nuts, and they rule the banking system, and they rule the world. Here's this letter from Carmen. She goes, I'm just beginning to understand the plans of the Kabbalists and the plans they have for the annihilation of mankind. Unlike me, she's talking about me, you've known, Ted Brewer has known for this for a long time. For me, it feels like I've been unplugged from the Matrix, like in the movie. Nothing will ever be the same for me now that my eyes are opened. Everything we have believed is a lie. The lie is so pervasive that it has distorted every aspect of our human existence since the beginning of time. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. And guys, it's amazing. It was what happened. She goes, what is most frustrating about this is that the lie is so enormous and so all-encompassing, so sick and so twisted that it's mostly unbelievable. You can't tell someone the truth. They think you're nuts or crazy. And this, I'm going to stop reading this. Her text goes on. Very, very well written, by the way. She's right. That's why if you're going to mention this to people, have them go back to that show I did back in January of 2020. I'm giving you that date so you guys can find it on the archives about the Kabbalists and what they believe and all of the sub-gods they've created and what they do. Let them listen to that, because if you don't let them listen to that first, this stuff sounds so weird that there's no frame of reference for it. If you tell people the universe is a tree, which I don't believe, and you tell them there's a giant snake in the tree, which I don't believe, they think you're Looney Tunes. Well, I think these guys are Looney Tunes. And anybody who read and see the stuff that Madonna has done has to be Looney Tunes anyhow if you do that. But here's the rub with all of this stuff. Hollywood is run by the Kabbalist groups. Social media is run by the Kabbalist groups. That's why you can put everything you want to about glorifying these weirdos on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all of it. And you're not banned, and you're not basically taken off or scrubbed or sanctioned. But you start telling people about the truth, about abortion or vaccines or the Kabbalists or the Luciferians, all of a sudden, you've been a bad boy. We're going to take you down for a day. Oh, now you got 3 days. Now you got a week. You do it again, you're permanently barred. Okay, well, they did that to me already on Facebook. Not on Facebook, but on YouTube. They did that 2.5 years ago to me in Austin. The problem is they've got a hold of our youth. They have a hold of the hearts and the minds of the children and the teenagers. They've made them believe, because of that homosexual Barack Obama and his transgender wife, Michael, according to Joan Rivers, that it's okay for a grown man to use a bathroom with a little girl, and it's not sick. They make it so that now people can meet each other on social media and talk to each other for a couple of months and never meet each other, and the first time they get together, they're supposed to have sex, even though they've never spent any personal time together. And these young girls are going out and meeting guys who they think are 18 years old, and those guys are 50 or 60 years old or 70 years old, and they're just trying to get them in a hotel room to rape them. I mean, this is happening all over the place, all right? Your kids are seeing this stuff. They're posting provocative pictures of themselves. They're posting pictures of themselves nude, you know, on Snapchat, and it goes away in a few seconds. You know, my daughter was going to the beach the other day. Somebody got in a discussion with him, and she said, this guy says, oh, by the way, if you're going to the beach, my 17-year-old, you know, you've got to send nude selfies of yourself at the beach. And she immediately excluded herself from the chat group. She says, I'm out. I'm done. This is where, guys, listen to me. This is how sick it is now. And these kids are getting totally twisted up in this. They don't know if they want to be a porn star, a movie star, a doctor, a lawyer. They don't know what they want anymore. All they want is social acceptance via social media. And it's because of the constant likes and the dislikes and the clicks and the bots and all the stuff. So what we've done is we've got an entire – this is why my kids never had cell phones until they were older. They're starting this with children 2 and 3 years of age. I've got a friend of mine over in Celebration. You know, he's got his oldest son, who he says is a strong Christian, and they blah, blah, blah. Though he never takes his son. He never goes to church. Okay? now this kid who's like 18 years old has met my 17-year-old daughter on social media. The guy's a total heathen. Wants to go get drunk, wants to do this, wants to do that. I mean, and says he's not a Christian. I mean, blah, 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 blah. And, but the parents are deluded into believing he's a Christian because they did a Bible study with him once. And I have fussed at this guy so many times about not taking his children to church. And see, this is what's going on with social media. We have given Hollywood and these big groups like Facebook, which they don't really use that with these young kids because that's for their grandmothers and the elderly, apparently, according to the young kids. But they have all these other social media inputs that are programming them into posting really provocative pictures of themselves and twisting their behavioral patterns to conform with the new norm, which is inversion. It's the inversion of this Kabbalist group of creating everything God created to be good and making it bad. Making good, bad. Bad, good. They want to invert everything, which is why they use so many mirrors, because it's the inversion. In pools of water, because they see the reflection and its inversion. All of this stuff is tied into the witchcraft, the Satanism of the Kabbalah. All of it. That's why, guys, keep your children off the social media as much as you possibly can. Explain to your children, or let them listen to what I just said of what's going on in social media. If somebody wants to send a personal picture to them of their private genitalia, that person needs to be blocked on social media. Now, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Until my kids got involved with this stuff, I didn't know that this stuff existed. Got another friend of mine. He moved to Montana. His son wanted to send a personal picture to one of my daughters of his genitalia, and she immediately blocked him on social media. And I called my friend up and informed him of this, and he basically did not believe any of it. Why? How could my 30-year-old son want to send your 18-year-old daughter a picture of his personal genitalia? Guys, this is the world that we live in, and to pretend like it's not real is sticking our heads in the sand and saying, the sun doesn't come up, the moon doesn't come up, earth's not real, nothing's here. You can't do that. This is to the extent of the perversion they've put on the population. So these kids are so wrapped up in the social media, 18, 19, 20, 30 years, up to 30 years age, old, I guess, that they're not even looking at the reality of what's happening with the coronavirus, as long as they have an iPhone or a cell phone or an Android, and they can send pictures of themselves all over the internet to try to gain social acceptance. They're not thinking about the fact that they may not be able to get food next year, or they may be under a complete and total one-world dictatorship. They don't care. Because their fulfillment is based upon their gratification that they receive from social media. It's not based upon the fulfillment that comes with a relationship with God Almighty through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. They're using this thing that Satan built, this perverted network, in order to try to fill that God-shaped vacuum. And when they can't get it filled, they go further and deeper into the perversion with more and more naked pictures of themselves. More and more perversion of themselves. More and more compromise of themselves. Guys, this is very real. Keep your kids in church. Oh, but that's right. They stopped us from going to church, didn't they? Oh, that's right. They closed the churches down, didn't they? They didn't close the mosques down. They didn't close down, you know, the abortion clinic. They didn't close down Wally World. Well, they closed down the churches. Why? It's not part of their agenda. They want to make sure the church is rendered completely useless. Oh, that's right. That's why they have the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it boys in the pulpit and girls. That's why they've had the Johnson Amendment go through. Oh, that's right. That's why Planned Parenthood is also a 501(c) corporation with its abortions. It's also a nonprofit like these churches are. Isn't that interesting? Wow. How about that? Yeah, that's what they wanted to do. And now we've got the pansies in the pulpit who won't preach the truth, who won't get on the pulpit and say, this isn't okay. Now, I'm not talking about all of them. Just about 95% of them won't do it because they're so scared that they're going to lose their church. They're so scared that they're going to not have social acceptance and people are going to go to another church. This is why I admire Chuck Baldwin so much. He walked away from a huge church in Pensacola, moved to Montana, and refuses to operate as a church under a 501(c) corporation. He said he won't do it anymore because he realizes what they do and how they control people. Guys, make sure your pastor knows the truth. But listen to me. If he doesn't preach the truth after you've told him the truth. Shake the dust off your feet. Start a Bible study at your home. Have a group you get together at your house. Say, hey, look, we're going to have services here. We're going to play some Christian music. We're going to basically sing. Oh, that's why they don't want us to sing anymore either. They said, let's go by the church, but we can't sing. Yeah, that's nice too. We're going to sing and praise God, and we're going to tell the truth. Guys, we've got to go back to home story, home class, home churches. That's where it's headed. Soon it will be inappropriate or not allowed via social distancing for you to have the churches that you once had. That's where they're taking us, guys, because it's all about inversion. Austin, what do you think?
That's exactly right. And now more and more people have been trying to come out. Hardcore leftists or people that even we thought were conservative are coming out now and starting to promote the push for the giant mandated vaccine, which we've been warning about, which I promise you
guys,
this is what they're working on doing. I saw another article with Tuckerson. Carl Tuckerson basically did an interview with Alan Dershowitz, who's actually a libertarian, and he's now coming out and saying that people that are citing the Bible as a reason not to get vaccinated are completely and totally incorrect in misusing the Bible. He went on to say here, he goes, one can make a plausible argument that nobody should be required to be subjected to a dangerous vaccination. However, unless it's proven very, very safe. In general, if a vaccine is deemed extremely safe, then the state does have the right to compel you to take it. And he said individuals are invoking the Bible, basically saying they assume that God is on the side of every political position if they are basically do not agree with something's going on. And he goes on to cite Leviticus chapter 13 through 14, where it discusses the priest shall isolate the contagious person for 7 days and an additional 7 days if the contagion persists. However, he goes on to try to argue it, and he says, the Bible doesn't say anything about vaccinations, of course, because they are not imagined at this time, but the Bible speaks volumes about the need to prevent the spread of contagious diseases. The Constitution permits safe, mandatory vaccinations against highly contagious diseases. This is something that is so far-fetched because, no, it does not, in all in the Bible, discuss being able to give somebody an hypodermic needle injection right into their bloodstream that contains aluminum, formaldehyde, aborted fetal tissue, and the list goes on. So what he's trying to do now, he's trying to twist the scripture and use Leviticus, where the priest discusses the contagion and isolating somebody for 7 days outside of the camp and using that under the same context of, oh, it's okay to forcibly vaccinate somebody for the greater good. This, again, is the manipulation of the truth. And it even discusses that in Revelations as far as where it discusses the lies and confusion and how a lot of people are going to follow the lies because of what people are telling them. And that's exactly what we see happening now. And that's why it is so important to understand there is nothing in the Constitution nor the Bible that says you can be forcibly injected, nor even implying that same context, injected with something or be forcibly subjected to something that you do not agree with. And here's the irony of this. If what this Dan Howards guy is saying, then why in the world has almost every state, except for a few tyrannical ones, allowed religious exemptions to permit you from not getting vaccinated? Where's that question at? If that's not the case, why in the world have we done this for decades now and gotten vaccine exemptions for a religious reason? Because we know that we have the right not to be forcibly injected with something, and that is a stance that we cannot compromise on. Because remember, guys, here's the problem. If at any point in time we consent to being forcibly injected with a COVID-19 vaccine or whatever one they come up with, that will be the complete and total end of freedom as far as medical freedom. At that point in time, every single vaccine they can demand you be vaccinated with now, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter what's in it, they can forcibly vaccinate you because now you have consented and opened up that giant wormhole to every single other inoculation that they want to put into your body because of that one consent. Understand that. That's why it's so important we hold our ground with this, Dad.
We have to look at the Nuremberg trials, and we have to look at the fact that they basically said you cannot have forced anything on medical procedures. You must have consent for medical procedures. And so it doesn't make any difference to our country, apparently, that they're saying this. I mean, this is part of the Nuremberg Code, the ethics of medical research. I mean, and we have to understand that when you're – this one research, they tried to do this here with this one vaccine already. They already tested it on people. They had a 20% severe reaction. This is RNA, DNA vaccines. I mean, this is crazy. But the Nuremberg Code establishes the principle of informed consent. And they're completely forgetting about all of this stuff. I'll post this on basically – you know, our website. The article says Nuremberg Code establishes the principle of informed consent, but yet we don't really need informed consent now, according to some of these constitutional scholars. They can just do whatever they want to do. They can come in and say we're going to forcibly plunge a needle into your arm because we think it's the best thing for the whole group. But I don't want to be basically a guinea pig. We don't really care. See, this is what happens when you allow a tyrannical government to spray you with chemtrails for 30 years and do all kinds of other horrible stuff to your population, including giving black people syphilis on purpose, you know, for those experiments they did almost 100 years ago now to see how long it would take them to die from the syphilis. What kind of sick person would even come up with twisted ideas like this? See, this is why we have to stand against this. And we need to realize something, guys, and I prayed about this morning. You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can stand against the tyranny. Our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. There's a reason you're listening to this show. There's a reason that we're standing in the gap against tyranny, Austin and I, and you guys are standing with us. And then we're all family, and I pray for you guys every day. There's a reason for that. There's a reason I won't capitulate and start talking about all kinds of weird stuff I'm not supposed to talk about. And you know, say, oh, blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that, and start saying things like all these, so many other alternative talk show hosts do, and not tell the truth to you guys. Guys, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice in all things at all times. Because, guys, we're in covenant with the Most High God. Austin, finish it up. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, well said, well said. If you guys need anything, be sure to give us a call today. We're staying busy as normal. Got the phones open. If you got any questions, we'll be happy to help you out as far as with any supplement questions. Thank you again for supporting HealthMasters.com. We have the Memorial Day coupon right now. Freedom 5 is active until Tuesday. So be sure if you want to pick up anything, Freedom 5. That's FREEDOM, the number 5 altogether. Thank you again for your support, HealthMasters.com. Be sure to vote for what you want to see win next week on Product of the Week. Have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Stay strong, stay alert, stay frosty. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.